Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
I was meant to be ready. It was this point in time that we were created to be here for this moment, to be ready. And now we're here in the shack. Welcome back to the shack.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Wilbur. And you know what's this weekend? Oh. Is it this weekend?
Yeah.
The Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree.
What?
I heard those guys over at Crips of the Corn are putting on the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree, and it's finally here.
Who knows? We may even show up.
We might show up. I don't know if I can get time off the shack to show up, but I'm going to try. It's quite the journey. It's pretty far away from us, the venue. So I don't know if I got enough gas in the tank to make it all the way out to Ada, Ohio for the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree October 5th. Hopefully we do make it there. If you want to see old Daniel and Wilbur there.
Remember, you could tell us apart from anybody else with our pink mustaches.
Pink mustaches, and we're very tall.
Pink mustaches.
Muscular.
Yeah. I'm going to go with it. Pink mustaches are probably the best way.
That's probably the best way to single us out.
Distinguish us from anybody else.
Right, yeah. I guess that super tall and handsome and muscular and wouldn't describe us that well. Out there.
In honor of the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree, Daniel and Wilbur, which is us, are doing the 21 Bigfoot conspiracies. Some of these overlap.
Bigfoot conspiracies? Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Conspiracies about Bigfoot. Yeah.
I do too. After listening to Crips of the Corn.
I think he works
with
the CIA.
Well, I think he works with the Army at times.
Well, we'll talk. Actually, that's on here.
Oh.
The exact one you're talking about is on here.
Hmm.
All right. I guess some of these repeat.
That's right. I like Pete.
Some of these are the dumbest things. I can't wait.
I don't even know what we're about to get into. Well, just from what I know from before reading this, there's a lot of crazy theories out there.
Yeah, yeah. But
so I'm excited to see which ones are about to be brought up.
Some of these are accurate, I think. Some of these are very interesting, and some of these are very, very, very dumb.
Okay.
And I cannot wait.
Like a deep underground military base dumb?
No, like...
Like what?
Never mind. I was going to say something wildly inappropriate and
yeah,
I changed my mind.
For these days. You know, back in the 90s, it was normal to say that. But now...
Number one. A DNA test proved Bigfoot is part human hybrid. And I'll read. I have about a paragraph
of each
of these.
Okay.
You know, and then we discuss.
Right.
In November 2012, a Texas veterinarian, Melb S. Ketchum... I kid you not, like Ash Ketchum.
Nice.
Claimed to prove via a supposed Sasquatch DNA sample that the legendary ape is at least partially human. According to this statement put on by the DNA Diagnostics, our data indicates that the North American Sasquatch is a hybrid species, the results of a male of an unknown hominid species crossing with Homo sapien female. She even went as far as to insist that the U.S. government recognize the Sasquatch as an indigenous people, and immediately protect their human and constitutional rights. Recently, Ketchum launched a GoFundMe to finance her work, which she claims includes sampling blank from Bigfoot DNA, Dogman DNA, Giants, and other.
Hmm.
Which, good honor for mixing the science with the non-science.
Right.
You know, when we talk about Bigfoot and Dogman, you know, Bigfoot kind of, we've talked about, or in other networks, or other shows on the network, I've talked about a lot, kind of walks that line between paranormal,
biological,
and even like conspiratorial.
Yeah,
you know, Bigfoot's a good example of one thing that can transverse many different fields of interest.
Yeah,
Bigfoot's about the best one for that when you really look at it. aliens aren't as much, Dogman isn't as much, you know, when we talk about everything for flesh and blood to conspire. Right.
The Bigfoot's got its foot in all those doors.
That's why it's a Bigfoot.
Right, yeah.
So this study from 2012 has been quoted forever. When, you know, mitochondrial DNA, which comes from the mother.
Is that what that was, Matt?
Yes.
Okay.
Like I said, I only got about a paragraph from each of these because there's a lot of them.
Okay.
But this is saying that the male DNA was unknown and the female DNA was mitochondrial DNA. I don't have any expertise in this type of DNA surveying.
So can a human, like...
it would have to be a close human relative.
I mean, can a human affect the sample by, you know, breathing on it, touching it?
No, no, no. This is not that kind of DNA
okay,
sample.
Just want to make sure.
Yes, thank you for saying that, because environmental DNA and external DNA sampling, this would have to be, I'm going to guess, an internal hair sample or a blood sample.
Mm-hmm.
Externally, so... this is actually pulling, mitochondrial DNA is actually pulling DNA out of a cell.
Right.
Directly one cell.
Because the mitochondria is in the cell.
Yes.
Right.
So it's very much hard, it's very harder to contaminate when you're looking at a non, like a hair swab sample, you can contaminate that. A skin cell sample, you can contaminate that.
Right.
You can still contaminate this from breathing on it and stuff like that. It's a little harder.
Well, I think there's only one way you can contaminate a mitochondria, and I think that's probably an RNA injection.
No, I'm talking like if you get your cells mixed in the sample.
Oh, not just an experimental like shot they give you that messes with your RNA. That
they're putting in the plants now.
Yeah, you've seen those watermelons that like...
No, I just played a video this morning talking about how they're making new vaccines.
Oh, and putting it in the food.
No, they're actually making plants make vaccines.
Oh my gosh. What, do you eat the plants or...
No, they collect a sample from the plants. It's a weird process.
Is it actually vaccines or is that RNA technology?
We'll talk about this a different episode.
All right. Fair enough.
But yeah, I don't know about this one. What do you think about this one?
I think I want to be the very best.
I know.
Bigfoot researcher there ever
been
was.
A lot of problems. I don't know about this lady in particular. I know nothing about her, really. Mm-hmm. But with this study about the mitochondrial DNA, you know, study.
Yeah.
I have had a lot of problems with it.
Yeah.
And a lot of other members of the Bigfoot community have had a lot of problems with it. And it's not necessarily that I don't disagree with the theory
mm-hmm.
that it's a Bigfoot, could be a hybrid species of a different Homo. You know, by that I mean Homo sapiens. You know, we are Homo sapiens.
Oh.
The genus has, you know.
Gotcha.
But this study, I think, could have been contaminated. It's not as easy to contaminate as an eDNA study, but you can contaminate it still the same way.
Why wouldn't it? It was a lady, you said, right?
Yeah.
Is that her name?
She's still active in the community.
How come she never won Bigfooter of the Year?
I wonder why. Probably because her study is highly controversial and may have cut some corners. And I don't know if I truly believe it.
That's kind of where I was getting at.
Yeah.
Had it been, you know, cut and dry, full-on proof, I think a Bigfoot of the Year award may have been in order there.
Ready for number two?
Yes.
This is the one you were already talking about. The government secretly removed burnt Sasquatch corpses from Mount St. Helens after the 1980 eruption and even had Bigfoots helping with this.
So I know this story vaguely. Or do you got a little thing?
I just got a little paragraph.
Yeah,
after the disaster, a few witnesses reported seeing federal helicopters carrying off charred remains of several Sasquatch in the area prior to the eruption. Mount St. Helens had already been a hot spot for the supposed eight-man sightings. Even several reported attacks, including the famous Ape Canyon attack, which is on the base of Mount St. Helens.
Right, yep.
So several firefighters had claimed that they had run into groups of federal agents, even with a Sasquatch escort.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying, like, yeah, there's this many Sasquatch in this cave
so
kind of deal.
The story I heard, and I listened to it on Will Star on YouTube. It might still be Will Star. But he does great Bigfoot encounter stories, you know, great tellings, and he does a good job of pulling up a map so you can kind of exactly see the terrain you're looking at from overhead. But he covered this story, and he was saying, like, according to the accounts, that it was like the Army or Federal Army that they had.
Agents of some kind, yeah.
Yeah, that was escorting this Bigfoot, and they would have the Bigfoot basically like yell into the caves.
Yeah.
And it would be able to tell if there was someone still or something still alive in there or not. Mm-hmm. So they knew, like, okay, if someone's still alive in there, they're going to go in and retrieve them, save them, help them. Or if
they shot him in the head too.
Yeah, if they were too far gone, the Bigfoot would be able to tell him, like, oh, no, this...
He's not going to make it.
Yeah, and they'd kill him. So I don't know how I kind of believe this story.
I think is a nugget of truth.
Yeah, I think there's something there.
I don't know if I believe it, though.
100%, like, cut and dry as it's presented?
Because personally, I think if firefighters would have really seen this...
Mm-hmm. They'd have been shot, too?
They'd have been shot, too.
Probably.
I kind of think this was leaked on purpose.
Hmm.
I don't know, though.
I don't know, either.
Do I believe the government could be working with Sasquatch to exterminate Sasquatch?
Yeah.
Maybe. Do I really believe the Mount St. Helens story? I don't really know, because I really feel like they would have shot these firefighters in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Or threw them into the fire. But, you know how many of these giant wildfires? Yeah. You know, this is a volcanic eruption with massive fires after.
When did that go off again?
1980.
80s? Well, I mean, it could have been at a time where... there's just, with that eruption, there was just so much chaos, you know, that in the mix of it all.
No, I really think they would have shot him. They have unlimited resources. Have the checkbook.
For sure. But there's a lot of people who've seen stuff and they don't just immediately kill them.
But this is would have to be a giant, you know, like a giant team going out there. Radioing helicopter, like they've been very active. It's not like it was two federal agents that missed one hiker,
right?
You know, this is a team of firefighters that witnessed
this.
A large government operation.
Yeah,
it's nuts. Not one black helicopter; it had been dozens.
Right, it would have had to have been
flying in and out of probably hundreds of the firefighter helicopters,
like an apocalyptic scene.
Yeah,
basically.
And if they would have seen, they would have pushed these guys into the fire.
Yeah,
and just let look because firefighters died all the time in this eruption.
That's crazy. Keep in mind,
the eruption itself was really bad, but the wildfires that started
spread
were horrible also.
Yeah. Not a good time for Mount St. Helens.
St. Helens, that's Bat Squatch was out there too right after.
Yeah. A lot of weird stuff with it. So, yeah. I mean, that's why, I think there might be some nuggets to that one.
Yeah, I just don't know what.
Exactly, yeah.
All right.
Number three.
Bigfoot is really a caveman.
Okay, elaborate.
In 2007, Vancouver Island resident Robert Wilson claimed to have seen what I thought was a bear. I drove down and saw what I could only describe as a large, hairy man who looked like a caveman. You know, that sort of Neanderthalic features. As big as a bear easily. Expanding to his claim, in 2011, History Channel documentary proposed that the Sasquatch might also be not be a giant ape at all, but a species of prehistoric human, specifically Neanderthal or close relative.
Now, you know, I just always think, like, if a human goes out in the woods and lives, like, free, like feral, goes feral, would their body change? I don't know.
Humans don't do it as fast.
Right.
Because we actually have examples of feral humans.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm not talking inbred humans. I'm talking feral, true right. feral humans.
Yeah.
And not really.
What if
our genome doesn't have that kind of written, you know, you're talking about pigs is the kind of the
kind
example,
of the example, yeah,
is the easiest one to see as far as how fast a domestic goes back into being a feral state,
right? Yeah.
If you look at like cats, for example, cats and dogs, they don't, it takes generations to go back to being anything resembling the wild version. Not saying they're not able to hunt and kill and eat,
mm-hmm.
but to look like a feral or, you know, dramatic aversion. It's not in a generation. It's not in a couple generations.
Yeah, but we don't know the power of the human mind.
But we have examples of three or four generations of feral.
Oh, three or four generations. I was just going to ask that. Generation. What if, like, generational-wise?
Besides being dirty.
Yeah.
They still just look like people. If you cut the hair, you cut the beard, you know.
Yeah.
They're going to look like a guy.
Yeah. I just didn't know if, like, by some chance.
Our bone structure doesn't change.
Yeah, that'd be cool, though.
Yeah. If anything, feral humans get a lot skinnier.
Unless you're a genetic freak.
Oh, there's always, I mean, that you can say that with anything.
And you become a master of the woods, and then you just become this hulking Bigfoot-like beast.
Because if you look at, what's his name? Oh, they did a TV show about him for a while. He was a mechanic and a Vietnam vet. Now he lives out in the Ho rainforest. He's been wild essentially for 45 years.
He's not that guy on the meme of the guy coming out of the woods on the bike.
No, that's like he kind of looks like that. He's Jack. Don't get me wrong.
Okay,
he looks like Jack Santa.
Oh, I think you showed me them. He fixed his car. Like people, like their car broke down. He fixed it for them. Yeah,
yeah. But he's been out there 45 years, and he sleeps literally in holes in the ground.
Yeah,
like little dents he makes under tree roots and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
And he's been doing that for 45 years. And guess what? He still looks like a dude.
Yeah. Okay. Huh.
I'm just saying it doesn't. We humans don't do that.
Yeah.
We will. I mean, enough generations. Sure.
I just want to imagine we do.
We just.
I think I secretly just want to run off into the woods and turn into a giant.
You would die within the first winter.
You think so?
Yeah. You're not big enough.
Yeah, but I'm a survivor. I'm hardy.
Yeah, that doesn't matter when it's negative 25. That, you know what would happen is that'd be the year that the actual winter comes back.
Yeah. But, you know, that's
think less, about old Ohio winters.
Think about this, though. It's less to warm back up.
No, because you're not warming back up because you're a corpse.
See, I don't need much heat to warm back up. I just need a little flame, just a little bit.
No, there's a reason like, the further away from the equator, the bigger the animal gets.
I can dig a hole in the ground and live in it for a winter.
You will starve to death very quickly.
I live in a cave right now, basically.
Yes, with a refrigerator full of food and a heater.
Well.
Yeah, next to a restaurant, essentially.
No, I mean, that's quite a drive, quite a walk.
No, it's less than a mile.
No, it's not. It's longer than a mile. It's about two.
Oh.
Because I've walked it.
Boo-hoo.
It's about 2 miles.
Straight or county?
No, longer if you take just the roads. Yeah. 2 miles straight.
All right, so caveman, Neanderthal, this idea about Neanderthals, so they were wider, they were about human size, Homo sapien height, and in matter of fact, all Homo sapiens living today have Neanderthal DNA remnants.
Mm-hmm.
They did not go extinct, technically. They interbred to the version that we are today.
Right, we're a hybrid species.
Neanderthals are quite intelligent. This idea that they were big, dumb cavemen is wrong. They had high-speed drills. They had advanced jewelry, clothing.
Yeah.
They were very accurate hunters. They were very strong. But they weren't like giants. You know, they were like human height. They were just wider.
So, yeah. Well, you know,
they had a bigger skeletal frame.
The Rockefeller education system ingrained in our brains that, they're just these dumb primitive humans that are subspecies or something.
Yeah. No.
Not true.
They're quite intelligent. And there seems to be fights in between. I think it was Cro-Magnon. I think it's Cro-Magnon and Neanderthals are kind of the two that kind of made Homo sapiens.
Probably.
But there were fights in between them, and there was also cultural exchanges in between them.
Right.
Just like any group of humans ever.
Mm-hmm. Almost like it's still happening today.
Yeah, just with bigger guns now.
Yeah.
All right, ready for number four?
Yeah.
Bigfoot is really an alien.
Okay, I've heard this plenty.
Yeah. Two conspiracies for the price of one. In 1973, Pennsylvania UFO researcher Stan Gordon noticed an increase in sightings of Sasquatch entering and exiting extraterrestrial vehicles. Fascinating is the possibility that mysterious primate may actually hail from another planet. Gordon quickly set up the Bigfoot UFO hotline.
I like Stan Gordon.
Yeah, I like his work.
I met him. I forget which conference I met him at. I talked to him for just a little bit.
Monster Fest, the first one.
Monster, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right.
He wasn't able to come to this one. I think he was sick.
Okay. Me and him are just on the same wavelength.
I like a lot of his ideas. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of them, but I like how he presents ideas. He does tons and tons and tons of research. He is a very boots-on-the-ground guy.
Very, yeah.
So, I mean, he would definitely know more than me on many of these subjects.
And, I think Bigfoot falls under a bunch of categories. Sure, some of them could be quote-unquote aliens being from other places, other dimensions. If that's what an alien is, then that's, yeah, sure, Bigfoot can be that. But do I think it's Bigfoot's a being from a different planet flying a starship here and landing and coming out? I don't believe that at all. Fooey.
Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
So like I said, some of these are going to be really fun and some of these are going to be really stupid.
Yeah.
Bigfoot is really a giant ground sloth.
Okay. That's more of the fun ones.
This is fun.
Yeah. I don't think it's dumb.
Before I didn't say dumb, I said fun.
Or stupid. Or you said some
of them. No, sir, some of these are really stupid.
Yeah.
Some of these are really fun.
Yeah, it's not a stupid one.
This is a fun one.
Yeah.
Before I read the little blurb, Bigfoot is not a giant ground sloth for many reasons.
Right.
But, so, Bigfoot, a giant ground sloth. While most experts believe that Sasquatch is some sort of shaggy primate, few have opened to the beast are actually surviving giant ground sloths, or even perhaps evolved from them. Now let's talk about that. There are actually a lot of giant ground sloths that fit that size range. There, you know, we talk about, you know, the Jeffersons and Endotherium and some of these other the really big ones, like the elephant-sized giant ground sloths.
Yeah.
And mammoth, you know, a couple of the truly big ones, you know, were mammoth-sized giant ground sloths, probably weighing in at 15 tons, 30,000 pounds. nothing on the continent could kill an adult one, and they made burrows, you know, that cars could fit into.
Just gigantic. Please look up a giant ground sloth cave.
The family one that they just found last year was probably the craziest one.
Really?
Well, because it was...
It was, like, interconnected.
Well, we didn't know this about them, that they were communal.
Ah.
That there was literally, like, rooms that a family would live in, and there's probably 12 or 15 families living in this tunnel structure.
That's so crazy.
Of house-sized animals.
They're huge. Huge.
So for this theory, though, we're talking more. There were plenty of them. They were even semi-aquatic. There were some fully aquatic giant ground sloths, but that are like 8 foot, 9 foot tall, claws. I don't know. Like, I don't think they are personally.
Right.
But these were active omnivores. You know, they ate meat. They ate plants. Big claws. I think the hand structure is a big giveaway of why they're not giant ground sloths.
Yeah.
Even if they're highly derived, which just means they've had more time to evolve into a different shape. Even if they're highly derived, they wouldn't be as humanoid as they are.
Right.
In my opinion, it's just a humble opinion of Daniel. But the water loving a lot of Sasquatch seem to have would fit that.
Yeah.
Sloth, you know how long a three-toed sloth can hold its breath?
36 minutes.
Very close. Almost an hour.
Oh, okay.
For an animal that only swims when it has to.
That's it's really good.
It's because the rest of their lineage were semi-aquatic or almost fully aquatic.
Ah.
So even though they're tree dwellers, like three-toed and two-toed sloths are not closely related whatsoever. They're from the two lineages of giant sloths.
Mm-hmm.
The two-toeds come from the giant land sloths, and the three-toeds come from like the super huge guys and the semi-aquatic guys.
Okay.
So they both co-evolved at the same time to live in, like, be little and live in trees.
After the flood.
There you go. But I don't know. It's interesting. I personally don't think it because I think there'd be other evidence of that. But
yeah.
There were tons and tons of species of giant ground sloth in both South America and Central or, and North America.
Well, I would say this. If let's just say a giant ground sloth did somehow still survive and you're out in the woods and you happen to come across one standing upright and you see it and get freaked out and run, I would say that could have been a Bigfoot, you know?
Yeah, no, I think there are probably still giant ground sloths some way, shape, or form still around somewhere.
Like, it's the only way this one could be true, I say, would be a mis-ID.
They're just not, as far as we know, none of them are fast.
Yeah.
Like, there's not, as far as the fossil record, their bones are all super heavy, super dense. These were stand-their-ground battling creatures, essentially.
And they were really violent on arc, if I'm not mistaken.
They were really violent life if you stood your ground against them.
Yeah.
Because there are several of these species would eat... You know, meat, and they were what we call carcass stealers, you know?
Yeah.
Carcass bullies. They didn't really kill and hunt anything themselves, but when a 20,000-pound sloth shows up...
Yeah.
Most predators are like, you know, it's not worth it.
No, because he can gut me right now.
Yeah, a pack of sabertooths probably could kill one, but you're going to lose half the pack of sabertooths to do
in
it.
In the process, yeah.
So it's just not worth it.
Risk-reward.
All right, so we're going a no on that one or a yes on that one?
No.
Okay. Number six, Sasquatch appears in the Bible. I've heard this both ways several different times. I think Cryptids of Corn actually later on in the season has somebody coming on specifically to talk about this.
Oh, on that other network, Cryptids of Corn show.
Yeah. Some have argued that giants briefly mentioned in the Bible in the book of Genesis are early Sasquatch. Others claim that they're descended from Esau and Cain.
Is it Esau?
Esau, Esau, I never know how to say it.
E-S-A-U?
The wild men, essentially.
Yeah, which I don't know if many people know that too much. That's...
Other actual giants. I cannot remember the guy in the Bible that had essentially a harried wild man that was his like buddy that followed him around.
Now that's the life. I want that.
But went to battle with him and everything like that.
Yeah.
And it scared other people on the battlefield.
Well, yeah.
They knew about these things, but before that, they didn't know they had any symbology of intelligence.
Yeah. Man, that would be so awesome.
So I personally don't think giants, the true Genesis giants, are Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I do think there are several other characters in the Bible or, you know, that could be Sasquatch-like entities.
I just had a theory about what Sasquatch is now, Bigfoot.
Okay.
Bigfoot is it's the mental projection of your subconscious, darker subconscious, wild side of your mind. You know, not the feral part, but the wild side, the one that's one with nature. It's that part of your mind.
You know, go on, sorry.
Well, I was just saying, we're getting so far removed with all this technology and all these overlords like Bill Gates trying to rule our lives and Klaus Schwab. that part of our brain is getting suppressed and suppressed, and it just wants to break out. And then finally, some people have a snap. It does break out, but it breaks out in the sense of you see a freaking Bigfoot, tall, hairy hominid, which is just a reflection of us, our natural instincts, you know, with one with nature, comes out and it shows itself to you. It's like, hey, remember who you are, why we're here. But, you know, now we're all just like, oh, shoot, it's scary, Bigfoot. Turn and run. They don't think about the deeper side of why you're seeing what you're seeing.
I think Jay from Crimson Corn Podcast has said that exact statement before.
I'd have to check that film. Maybe that's where I got the idea.
Number 7, Sasquatch bury their dead.
Yeah.
One of the most jarring questions in cryptozoology is, if Sasquatch are real, where are the bodies? If you listen to anything Crimson Corn has ever talked about, that is an easy question to answer.
Yes.
Nobody ever asks where the elk bodies are or where the grizzly bear bodies are. They just accept that they're there and they never see a carcass.
Admiral Island.
Admiral Island, yeah.
Grizzly bears.
Now, I don't know. My big thing is Bigfoot doesn't have to bury their dead to exist.
Okay.
So I don't know if they do or don't. I've heard mixed things that they do. One man that yelled in my face, you know, claimed that they obviously did.
Well, you'd be a sheep not to think so.
Yeah, they don't have to, is my point.
Yeah.
To their existence, that's something that people on the edge have to rationalize. Well, where's all the bodies? You don't ever have to rationalize where the wolf bodies are. If you took away everyone hit by a car, you never see their bodies.
Nope.
Nature will cannibalize a body
immediately,
incredibly fast. Elk, it was the Oregon and Washington University, and I don't remember now off the top of my head, that they did the elk studies where they took roadkill elk, put them out in the woods, chained them to a spot, so at least a bear couldn't come and take the whole thing away in one go.
Right.
And 7 days, 6 days was their average time.
Gone. For
an unidentifiable mass was left.
Right, yeah.
Because normally what happened is a bear or a wolf would come in and break the carcass up day one, you know, and they break it into large chunks, and then the secondary scavengers come in, and then by the day six, it's just decomposers.
Right, yeah. Just
so
the bones.
There's hardly any of the bones left. The big bones have all been taken by elk,
wolves,
elk, by wolves, wolverines, badgers.
Giant ground sloths.
Even squirrels. Squirrels love eating bones. Anybody that shed hunts for antlers knows that squirrels are your number one enemy. It's not coyotes.
Oh, they're stealing the antlers?
They eat them instantly.
Ooh.
Like, literally, I have a whole stack of them on the front porch of, like...
Squirrel teeth on it?
The tines, the points, have been eaten down all the way to the base.
Oh, wow.
Because it's calcium. It's just a good... So squirrels will sit there and literally destroy it.
Squirrels are just nuisances.
Yeah, that's why they explode in their yard for reasons. I don't know why.
I didn't know why.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
They just happen.
Oh. Okay.
The hawk that moved in is my best friend.
Hmm.
All right. But yeah, so that's my thing with the Bigfoot bodies. I don't know. What are you going with?
I mean, I don't know.
They may bury, they may not. I've heard mixed things both ways from people I like or people I don't like.
Yeah. I mean, whether they bury them or not, we don't find their bodies. So
whether I agree with it or not, if you yell at me in your face about it, I will argue the other side.
Yeah, no matter what, immediately. That's how I am.
I turn into...
You contrarian.
Wilbur. I turn into a contrarian.
Yeah.
It matters if you're yelling at me.
I know. For me, it doesn't matter. I just sometimes
you just do it.
I just want to, yeah. Well, I got to be the opposite.
Number 8, the government captured a live Sasquatch in 1999. In 1999, a number of cemeteries fire rangers rages battled Mountain, Nevada. So let me reread that.
Yes.
It's been a long day of reading. In 1999, a number of simultaneous fires ravaged Battle Mountain, Nevada. Battle Mountain's the place.
Right.
A bunch of fires happened. And supposedly an injured Bigfoot was spotted in the carnage being whisked away by the government officials for treatment. The animal was supposedly fixed up and released, and the government cover-up commenced. This is probably not true, but if it is true, the FBI tested supposed Sasquatch hair in the 1970s, and analysis revealed it came from a deer. That's that famous one that, like, the government's like, I know, this hair's a sample of deer. Well, can we have it back? Nope, threw it out.
Yep, no one wants deer hair. We just get rid of that.
Yeah, we threw that in the bin for you.
You can find examples of that all over the country.
Here's the bill.
Yeah. Yeah, we need pay, though. You gotta always pay the government. If you gotta pay the government. The government needs money. They need your money.
The place that prints money?
Yeah.
Needs money?
They need more money. Like Bill Gates. You know, he didn't go to Jeffrey Epstein because he was his friend. He just went from because he just needed more money, you know, for health. And, you know, the richest man in the world needs money to help with global health. Insect,
like, clicking.
Yeah. Need money. I just needed money, guys. I just went on that on his plane for, he was supposed to help donate money. And, you know, we're saving the world by getting, I just need more money. Number 7. All right.
I was clicking with you.
Oh, okay.
It's 9, actually.
Number 9.
What do you think? Do you think they caught and healed one and released it?
Why? I mean, no. They would, if they caught one, they wouldn't heal it to release it. They would keep him in prison, tortured, start picking like little samples off him, probably fill his cage with sandflies and cut his vocal cords. They'll do everything they can.
I don't think he worked for the government when he did that.
Who?
Schwab.
Fauci?
Fauci.
Yeah, he did.
Did he work for the government when he was doing that? I thought it was a private lab.
Same. It's all... He was still probably employed under the government, but does all of his work through private labs so he can get away from all the regulations, just like with the lab in, what's it called, in China?
I always say Wuhan, but
Wuhan
it's not,
lab.
It's
yeah.
not, that's not right.
Wuhan.
Wuhan.
I mean, yeah, for a while. Yeah, I mean, that, I think that was under private stuff because Obama was the one, I think, that out or that finally banned like doing that stuff, and he just moved it to a private.
Number 9. Bigfoot calls have been documented and can be easily mimicked. I don't know if I agree with the second half, but believers feel that Bigfoot calls are diverse and distinctive. As evidence from Animal Planet's Finding Bigfoot series, you can hear an example and demonstrations from calls and clips of the show.
True.
According to the late Grover Krantz, an anthropologist and Bigfoot believer, on tape of alleged Bigfoot vocalization was analyzed by some university sound specialist who determined that human vocals could not have been made. Required a much longer vocal tract. The Sasquatch investigator later asked one of these experts if a human could imitate some of these characteristics by simply like cupping their hands and around their mouth. And while he answered yes, it would be an obvious imitation.
Yeah, no. The answer is no. You cannot imitate some of these sounds.
Well, he's just said, can some of these be recreated like, ooh, yeah. Like he's talking about that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because if you actually analyze the sound, like the sound files and, you know, the waves, you can physically see them of some of the Bigfoot recordings that are legitimate or, you know, supposed to be legitimate. The ranges are just beyond above and below what humans can do.
At the same time.
Yeah, at the same time. So to say like it's a human did it or a human can recreate that, no. It's just impossible.
R. Scott Nelson.
R. Scott Nelson was one of the main ones that did it for this era sounds.
Well, it worked for the federal government.
That's right.
When he first did it, and then now he's, you know, now he does it himself. All right, ready?
Yes.
Here's, we're getting to the, some of the fun ones and some of the stupid ones. Bigfoot might swear.
Okay.
Calls are only vocalizations from Sasquatch repertoire. According to the linguist quote on Linear CD, the Bigfoot recording, The Edge of Discovery, the cryptids probably have a language that includes a few swear words.
Probably.
That's actually, I believe, Scott's work.
Oh. I mean, but I
they,
believe
they
this.
They take that, that... I think the whole quote was that Scott, like, was saying that they have language, including, you know, this, and swear
including
words.
Including expletives.
And all the only thing they talked about was the swear words.
Right, yeah.
So I'm going to skip some of these, because, like I said, there's a lot of repeats, because I have
heard,
two lists.
Have you heard Samurai Chatter? Because it sounds like someone cussing when they're mad.
It sounds like a really...
angry Japanese man. Like elderly Japanese man.
All right. You ready for some of the... I love... Okay, we're getting into the really bad ones.
All right, let's do these.
Sasquatch occasionally sodomized domestic cows.
Ooh, okay, occasionally.
Animal-on-animal bestiality is far from uncommon. According to more than a few farmers have claimed to witness a male Bigfoot giving it to his cow and getting intimate with some of these unfortunate bovine.
Okay, I'm just going to say no.
I don't know.
You really?
Alone, like I talk the teenage Sasquatch.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is a farmer that's putting on a ghillie suit to do this.
Well, I mean, we had the
and then Otto,
literally the kid having sex with chickens is from 30 minutes away.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's saying humans.
And the only reason the farmer caught on is because he had an unnormal amount of chicken prolapses.
That's not good. That's not good. Ugh, that's just gross.
But humans have had sex with everything from goats to donkeys to sheep.
That's what this
cows are about. The only ones that humans don't, because how big they are.
Well, this guy probably just liked his cows.
And the location of organs is very difficult.
Yeah, he had a step stool or the stilts he had on.
But you got to put the cow in the crutch. You have to put him in the thing.
Yeah,
because they don't like it normally when the bull's on him.
Yeah,
like cows aren't one of those animals that generally enjoy that activity fully.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's humans.
And that's a hard animal to sit and hold still, unless you're 7 foot tall.
I still think it's a farmer in a ghillie suit. No, no, honey, it was a Bigfoot. Well, where are you? I was out at the lake fishing. Well, your car is still here. Did you not hear me? Bigfoot. Big distraction. I don't know. I don't want to believe this one.
Well, what about all the times people talk about Bigfoot milking cows and even them braiding horses' hair?
Well, now that's different.
Maybe it's Jebediah and he's Bigfoot and he's friendly with these cows.
Yeah, friendly enough to like try and impregnate them?
Well, I mean, it's probably more for entertainment than anything.
I feel like humans are the only ones that do that, though.
No, that is not true.
Okay, I guess you're right.
Not true. First off, almost every ape does it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Frog video from chimpanzees is the famous one.
Yeah, that's the worst one.
But I've seen them do it with raccoons, possums, cats, other primate species. Dolphins will literally rape anything they can get their hands on.
You saying Bigfoot's a primate?
Or a dolphin.
Okay, a dolphin's a primate. No, it can't. It doesn't fall in the criteria.
No, but even dugongs, which are manatees, have done this to people.
Hmm. Do you think a cave goat would do it to someone?
Yeah, as it's eating your bones.
In a heartbeat, it would.
It would molest you while it's eating your bones.
Mm-hmm. You guys should listen to Freaky Fauna Friday. Listen it's to the cave.
Bad goat.
Bad goat. Cave goats. All right, number 11.
A cold-blooded goat with front-facing eyes.
Yeah.
Now, you really don't think they sodomize?
I would just... No. I don't know. Let's ask Joe.
Here's my last dumb one, and then we can just talk about our own ideas.
All right.
Our own Sasquatch conspiracies. 10% of Sasquatch are probably gay.
What? What? That's on the list?
From Lauren Coleman.
Lauren Coleman, okay. Come on.
One of the most famous cryptid researchers.
Why did he write this?
No, okay. He didn't write this. I'll get to the facts.
Yes, please do.
So cryptozoologist Lauren Coleman is recalled having once lightheartedly said... So more in a joking tone.
Yes. So he's taking it. Yes.
He said this aloud, wondering aloud if 10% of Bigfoot population matching the figure with Homo sapiens are gay. Days later, he was shocked by the discovery of a slew of angry emails denouncing him for calling Bigfoot a homosexual.
I just think there's one out there.
But it was so like he said it. You can find the video of him talking about it. It's so obvious. He was just joking.
Right, yeah, yeah. And there it is. And
one of the hardest core researchers ever for cryptozoology. A man that's fully demoted his life to this.
Here's a good topic, I think, a discussion that needs to happen is, what would, if let's say a Bigfoot was gay, what would be the signs?
Two male or two female Bigfoots getting it on?
Well, besides the obvious like that.
Oh,
you're out in the woods, you come across a Bigfoot, and you're like,
we need to
gay.
Ask our homo in the woods friend.
Yeah.
From Cryptoscored Patreon.
What the heck?
As a homo in the woods.
The heck was that? Episode? We were talking the plaid or the.
It was the flannel man.
Flannel man, that's what it was, yeah.
And Justin just... accidentally said homo in the woods instead of hobo in the woods.
Yeah, that was funny.
And the listener said, you know, as a homo often in the woods, I can agree. I don't know.
I was like, the one that has like blue spiked hair.
I was gonna say we have the super obvious, you know, Homo sapiens that are gay.
That's what I'm saying.
But most of them are.
No, I know. That's why I was just applying that the flamboyant like, to the Bigfoot?
Pink hair, cock tan.
What would they do, though? It's different.
Yeah.
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 He has a very different tone. Like,
I don't know.
I don't know either, but it's very funny.
I didn't know this episode was going to devolve into just talking about gay Bigfoot.
That's, I wonder which one. He's always, I don't know what I'm trying to think.
Like I said, Lauren was joking because I think during that same talk, somebody said, you know, roughly 10% of the human population at that time was gay.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I wonder if Sasquatch matches that number.
Speculative biology.
He was just saying at the same time.
Right, yeah.
And everybody blew up.
Yeah. Well, everyone's... And people can't
people
have fun.
People are dumb.
Yeah, people can't have fun anymore.
An individual human is a very smart, amazing creature. People are dumb, panicky animals.
Yeah. That's not wrong.
I believe that is a quote from Men in Black.
Does sound like something he would say.
Because he was talking about, well, how come humans don't notice that?
Right,
you know, because he's like, well, a person is a very smart, intelligent, wonderful creature. People are dumb, panicky animals that can easily be tricked.
Easily tricked, easily manipulated, easily led in certain directions.
Those are all tricks.
Yep. Easily.
So that's, I just found that. I skipped over a bunch of them because there was a bunch of repeats, like, or roughly the same thing.
Okay.
You know, what's some of your favorite Sasquatch conspiracies?
Oh, gosh. Favorites.
What about that they're made by the government?
See, I can see maybe not made by 100%. Maybe there's some that are.
Sure.
But I think it came from a plant of origin or they extracted things from. I mean,
there's only thousands of years of Bigfoot sightings.
Right, yeah. So has the government extracted their DNA or their genome at some point and manipulated it and created things? Sure. I'd believe that.
That's always something like that. I get that. Because there's a lot of these around military bases.
Right.
The glowing red eye ones that are a little different.
It's almost like they're guard dogs for the bases. Which
there's dogman in there too. They're doing the same thing.
Right. Same type of thing. So I don't believe all. I believe that all Bigfoot are... Yeah, Bigfoot fall under a lot of different categories. They're not all just one thing. Could be humans. Could be a biological beast creature out there. Could be a paranormal ghost-like thing. Or it could be something in between of all of those. I don't know. Or it could be a cousin of Andre the Giant.
I left the biggest one for kind of last. So if you come up with more after this, we can talk longer. What do you think about the biggest Bigfoot conspiracy ever?
The Patterson-Gimlin?
No, the Bigfoot's not real.
At all. Then what's the conspiracy then?
That's the conspiracy.
So it's just, well, completely made. Well, that's what most people believe.
I don't think so anymore.
Maybe not.
Well, I bet you if you could poll the U.S. as a whole, I'm not saying regionally, if you go into a city, nobody believes in Bigfoot because nobody's been out in the woods.
Right.
But I'm talking about U.S. as a whole.
They're like trees. Yeah, I've seen those in movies.
We have them in the park.
Yeah.
They stay there.
Yeah, that's where they live.
What are they good for?
I don't know. They're nice to look at.
I seen a city representative once almost cut himself in half with a chainsaw. Did he talk like that?
Because he didn't know how to operate a chainsaw?
Yeah. Well, because it was in a...
Was he trying to cut down a tree?
It's a fallen tree, and...
Oh, he did not know how to deal with it.
Yeah, didn't know what the chainsaw... And it was in a highly respected, large city park that we were trying to do work in, and they were there to, like... take pictures and film it, like, for the city.
Uh-huh.
A big Ohio city in one of their most famous parks. So we were going to cut it up.
The tree?
Yeah.
For him?
No, for us, because we had to get in. We were paid to work. Like, we had to work.
Oh, okay.
We were doing a
survey.
Survey work there. And he tried to do it to be all masculine. He's, like, 90-pound. Super, like, talk like a really politician, like an eel. He talked like an eel. Like, if you imagine you could stand up an eel, put it in a suit, and make it talk, that's what he sounded like.
Okay.
No offense to eels, but just, you know, they have the same voice tone.
Right, they all do.
So, he was trying to, and this chainsaw instantly kicked back and almost ate his leg.
Oh, my god!
And he wouldn't let go of the trigger, so it was still just, like, cutting. And he's like, it's literally like running up his pants and stuff. Like, let go.
Yeah.
It turns off.
Yeah.
There's safeties.
Yeah.
There's safeties for reasons. Not saying it saves you every time, but
chainsaws are gnarly things.
And it was a tiny chainsaw too.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we had some that were just absolutely monster chainsaws.
Oh yeah.
Which I think are easier to use because they're so heavy.
Yeah, the weight kind of pushes.
They don't
themselves.
Like to jump themselves because they are, you know, they weigh so much.
Uh-huh.
But no, yeah. A city politician.
Oh, he's an actual politician.
Yeah, he's a local, like a big local politician.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they were.
Mike DeWine?
No, I don't think he would pick up a chainsaw.
No, I don't think so. And that's being nice to eels. Mike DeWine's a gross, gross being.
No, so, yeah, what do you think about the big, just Bigfoot not being real? Something we don't discuss a lot.
I just think there's too much evidence now that things that I've seen, that I know, people I've talked to, there's more evidence, I think, pointing that there's something out there than they're not, than this all being a hoax. That's what I think. Because I'm just to hoax it for thousands of years.
That's the thousands of year things. Like,
it's quite elaborate.
That's something I hate about the, you've heard, like, that Aleister Crowley, you know, loose Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
In like what, the 30s or whatever it was.
Well, then what about what's
been in there? 2,000 years before that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's stop giving these people power or perceived power.
But
like they've got magical skills.
Another conspiracy for you. What about this whole, the Harry and the Hendersons idea?
What? They make Bigfoot look goofy?
Yeah. To squash it.
Oh, just to make it seem like, yeah, sure, this thing's really living out there.
No, Harry and the Hendersons, the film, actually had some government funding.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody can really explain why. It was very odd.
Just like the movie Nope.
Just like the movie Nope. There's very few movies that actually get a check from the government.
Well, kind of.
Publicly.
Yeah, like publicly.
You can look it up and see.
Publicly,
you
yes.
You can look this up and see Harry and the Hendersons had X dollars donated by these federal agencies.
Right, because like modern day.
Nope had the, what was the Department of Defense, wasn't it?
Something like that,
I think it was Department of Defense funded.
It was some marine biologist.
Well, that was the thing. That was one of the lead. She wasn't funding it.
No, she was,
on the crew.
Research, like the one they leaned on for biology points.
Yeah, I think she's either Santa Barbara area.
Mm.
So anyways, because when we're watching, I'm like, that's a cuttlefish. Like, the behaviors,
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that.
I kept saying, this is a cuttlefish. They literally just put a cuttlefish up there.
It's the same thing.
And when we looked into it, she worked with cephalopods, cuttlefish, and all that. So literally, they took, the creature from Nope is just a cuttlefish painted to look like an organic UFO.
Right.
But the behaviors, even the flashing of colors at the end, that's a cuttlefish. That's what they do that to confuse prey.
Yeah.
No, so I don't know, this whole idea, why would the government do that? Why would they pump in money to make, right at the turn from, you know, the Patterson-Gimlin, a lot of people think it started with the tracks right before Patterson-Gimlin, the construction site tracks.
Okay.
That a lot of people think are faked. I don't know. I have mixed opinions over the years. You know what tracks I'm talking about?
I don't, actually.
It's right near Buff Creek. I can't remember. You should look it up. The famous trackway at the construction site.
Did Cryptids of the Corn do an episode on that?
Probably.
I should look up their podcast and see.
Well, you should look up what the trackway is called.
Oh, okay.
It's a very famous trackway. Like the Bluff, I think it may be Bluff Creek Trackway.
Well, let's just Google that and see if that's what pops up.
But they said, you know, whether they were faked or not. But for a long time, people had the idea that's when the Bigfoot legend started. Was with that trackway and then the Patterson-Gimlin film.
Well, I don't know how to search this. Just show them if I type that in. Just
type in famous trackway on logging site. Bigfoot trackway, maybe. But why would the government pump in all this money to make Bigfoot laughable? Because that's what it was. You know, Harry and the Hendersons, what was it? What was the other? There was another Bigfoot movie at the same time. There was a little baby one that they found out west.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember what it's called right off the top of my head.
And they came out around the Harry and the Hendersons?
Yeah. Hmm. Right after, I think. It was a little bit lower quality.
I don't think I'm knowing this.
But where they were, like, it was literally, I kid you not, the government was logging a giant section of either Oregon or Washington. And they didn't find a baby Bigfoot and blah, blah, blah. And then they say, you know, I fully believe that one is a test to see reactions of people. Could people hold on to a Sasquatch and have sympathy for this creature?
Okay.
It looks close enough to us. I think Harry and the Hendersons was done to make Bigfoot more laughable, to make Bigfoot not talked about. to make you, now you see Harry and the Hendersons, you see how goofy and stupid that monster is.
Right.
And now you have, you see one, you know, whether you're driving in the car, you know, whatever you're doing,
yeah,
you see one. Now you're not going to tell anybody.
Because they're going to.
You've seen the thing from Harry and the Hendersons?
Yeah, the goofy thing.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Come on, you've seen a Bigfoot. Buddy.
Yeah.
And it, I really do think, you know, Harry and the Hendersons both did good and bad for the community.
Yeah.
Where I think it really hurt though a lot of stories. I think a lot, it killed a lot of stories. I think it killed probably 20 years worth of stories that died with people. You know, we're some of that generation though, like we know people personally that are getting to that age that are now sharing.
Yeah.
You know, it's been, we're far enough removed from the Harry and the Hendersons epoch.
The stigma.
That it's enjoyed by the community now. You mm-hmm. know, it's, now it's embraced.
Mm-hmm.
Then I do think it was purposely put out there as a big factor is to kill stories from coming out, to kill people talking about it. Now, why would they do that?
Why would they kill the stories?
Why don't they want people talking about Bigfoot?
Well, they want to because they want to keep the parks open. They need that business. You know, state parks, baby. We need that money. We need campers and stuff.
Also, I've heard you talk about this, that it changes the narrative.
Mm, yeah, true. The narrative, the human narrative, the Rockefeller timeline narrative.
It breaks it up. It really does.
Yeah.
Where if a Bigfoot's real, a creature of myth, which I don't personally quite believe that that is true, but as far as the average day person, a Sasquatch is a creature of myth.
Then it opens up the door. Well, what else is real?
It does. Giants are now real, which I, you know, I believe in all these things. But
and the last thing.
Trolls, you know,
right.
Angels and demons, you know, once you open that door.
Pandora's box.
It doesn't stop.
It's Bigfoot Pandora's box.
I think for federal agencies, not just our government, as any government around the world, that is trying to control narratives.
Right.
I think it is. I don't think Bigfoot itself is special in that way. Like, I don't think Bigfoot's going to take down the government or make you question anything, but it's the after. It's what that leads you on now.
Right.
Every, you know, because it's put in, it kind of, when you see Bigfoot thrown up there, or Yeti's thrown up there, what is it in there with? You know, Nessie,
right?
The Phoenix, Manticore. You know, it's in it with
Thunderbird.
Yeah,
yeah. I think we just. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't. They don't want you knowing the truth. That's for sure. The government's always deceiving, are always lying to you. Always, they're never telling you the truth. But I don't know if they're. If they just want to. I don't want to say discredit. What's the right words I'm looking for? I don't know. They just don't want, they don't want that narrative out there because they want, they don't want you questioning anything. And if that's real, then you're going to start asking questions.
100%. It opens that door.
And the one thing they don't want is a nation of people who ask questions, because then they cannot control you. So you know what? You need to stand up. Start asking questions. Start asking your local government, what's the deal with Bigfoot? Please, what evidence and reports do you have? Go out to the woods, find me some evidence of the Bigfoot. Just know he's out there. He's a steward of the earth, and he can be our friend and our side, and he can take care of us.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.